I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. Succulents are popular container and garden plants. Some, such as hens and chicks, are hardy in our climate and make excellent additions to rock gardens. If you go into a garden center, though, you'll often see succulents sold as houseplants. These aren't necessarily hardy as outdoor plants in our area, but can survive indoors with the right care. They're cute, colorful, and take up little space, making them popular houseplant choices. However, you must treat them well for succulent houseplants to thrive. Here's some tips. Not all succulents are great houseplants in our northern climate. Although red and purple colored leaf succulents look beautiful, it's best to stick with green colored succulents with interesting leaf shapes, unless you have grow lights. Aloe, jade, and echeveria are some of the best indoor succulents. Succulents like light, lots of it. Place your plants in a south-facing window all winter. If you don't have enough light, the plants will get leggy and stretch for whatever light there is. You can also grow succulents under full-spectrum grow lights. Although you'd think succulents don't need lots of water, you'd only be half correct. Succulents do like to dry out, but they mostly like to get a good dose of water, dry out, and then get another dose of water. This flooding and drying is a natural cycle for succulents. Avoid just misting or watering on a timetable without first checking the soil. Too moist soil that's not allowed to dry out can lead to root rot and insect infestations. So, with a little attention, you can have beautiful succulents indoors year-round. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about shiitake mushrooms. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.